But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
What do you do when you have really big nuts?
You go for it on fourth down.
Okay, that's George's answer. Craig?
Football.
I usually just go about my daily activities in a normal way.
Okay. No, you have to build a really big nutcracker.
Hmm.
Because how else are you going to crack those walnuts? And
there's no way.
I'm not sure where you guys are going with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, us.
Well, Giorgio, since you were born in Minnesota.
Born in San Antonio,
and,
sir.
And no, I'm talking. Please don't interrupt me. Since you were born in Minnesota, I figured you'd love this story.
Wasn't born there. Lived there for 2 years against my will.
How old were you?
I was 4 and 5.
Okay, you didn't have much of a will as to where you lived. You didn't care.
I knew it was a bad idea to move out of the great state of Texas.
I don't know if you ever heard of Laverne, Minnesota. It's
heard
a small town.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know where it is.
It's a small town.
A famous hockey player from there. Is Madonna from there?
Hmm.
Somebody's from Laverne.
Hockey?
Interesting.
I'll look that up.
Okay, well, Laverne, Minnesota has a claim to fame. I think that they have the biggest nutcracker collection in the world.
Okay.
What? What do you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I forgot all about that. We're talking about nutcrackers. Yeah. Okay.
What do you think we were talking about?
I don't know. Well, I was trying to think of what it was, and I was thinking maybe that was... That's where Dairy Queen started, right? Minnesota? Even though we think it's a real Texas thing. I think
did it really?
I think so.
Huh. Oh, that's disappointing to learn.
Yeah. By the way, there's a new Blizzard flavor that is...
pretty awesome.
Flipping amazing.
Right. Oh, Madonna's from Livonia, Michigan. Not okay. Laverne, not,
hey, baby.
But pretty close.
Not Laverne, Minnesota, but they're very similar, almost identical spellings.
Dairy Queen actually started in Illinois.
Okay. Well, no one could possibly know that.
This is your information station as to where Madonna is from and where Dairy Queen started. Anyway, this little small town now has unveiled the world's tallest nutcracker. 66 feet tall.
Damn.
Dang.
And they built it just in time for the 250th, you know, anniversary of America. This thing is dressed up as Uncle Sam. So it's an Uncle Sam nutcracker. Now,
dumb as that.
They break the record that's held by some German town, Neuhausen, Germany. And theirs is 33 feet tall. So this one, 65 7.5 inches tall in Laverne. And his name is Vern the Patriot, the nutcracker. And it's a full working nutcracker. So the jaw is hinged and has the creepy Monty Python clip art jaw that looks all weird. I've always thought nutcrackers were weird and unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Why is that such a deal? Is it all because of that stupid Christmas musical that Tchaikovsky
not that great.
Tried to force on us? Dun, 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 dun.
Where the Nutcracker is appropriately titled.
Do you think it's ever the guy who's saying, hey, honey, we should really go see the Nutcracker this year?
Let's go see the Nutcracker.
I might have done that.
Really?
Oh, no.
Well, for our daughter.
Well, yes.
I wanted to take her, and my wife did too.
And
we both
expose
wanted
her to
take
that
her.
Boredom.
Yeah, I bet she hated it.
But I think we all kind of enjoyed it.
No, sorry.
Greg.
Oh. Okay. It was completed in mid-June, and since they completed it, they say that the shop that is right near it, called Those Blasted Things, it's a rock shop.
Okay.
Said that customers have quadrupled since then. This nutcracker is really working out for this little town of Laverne. They host Nutcracker Fest every summer.
Well, I bet that's a party.
Well, they got to do something to distinguish themselves.
When's the last time you used a nutcracker?
What?
You heard the question. It's pretty simple.
It's been a long time. I actually have a few nutcrackers. When I was a
think we own one.
Kid, my mom started this nutcracker collection for me. She was into antiques and stuff and had one of those. And then my grandfather gave me one that was a much more reasonable one. It wasn't that stupid soldier man. It was this little wooden container that you put a walnut in, and then it had a screw handle that you screwed it down and torqued it down where you could crack the nut. Okay.
Sounds fine. But
yeah,
again,
that one's fine. We don't need the...
When's the last time you used a nutcracker?
It's been a while. It's not a daily
Have
occurrence.
You ever used a nutcracker in your adult life?
Have you Probably. Ever gone a week where you used a nutcracker every day?
No. Of course not.
So this town has 7,554 nutcrackers, which outnumbers its 5,000 residents.
Jeez.
It's got to be the only town that has more nutcrackers than residents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has to be.
Like, even in a town that has a nutcracker factory, they've got to have more residents than nutcrackers.
Yeah.
But the town gambled on it, and it paid off because they paid $600,000 to have this thing made.
Wow.
And the businesses there say that it's drawing tourists. It's got to be near a highway, right? Otherwise, you're not pulling off the road.
No.
Too far to see the world's tallest nutcracker. You remember, and in the Musers, the podcast this week, I encourage you to listen to that. We talked about the Great American Road Trip. Common on Great American Road Trips throughout the decades has been the seeing a sign on the side of the road that's the, I don't know, world's biggest artificial dinosaur or whatever the claim
largest
is.
Largest ball of yarn or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And then dad says, let's go see it.
Right.
As if it's within eyeshot off the highway, we got to take a break anyway. And you go see a bunch of stupid stuff, but it's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's dumb. Like world's tallest nutcracker.
What's the one that was really popular back in the 70s and 80s? Was it Snake Farm or...
That's still around.
That's pretty much nasty.
Is that still around?
Yeah. Who was it that wrote the song Snake Farm?
Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Ray Wiley
Hubbard.
That's
the line. Yeah. Just sounds nasty. Pretty much is.
Boy, that's where my brother and I had like
it's a... reptile house.
It was like his six-year-old birthday party. And we had combined birthday parties, me and my brother. No, he's 3 years older than me. But yeah, he wanted to have it at Snake Farm. That's where we had his birthday party. That thing off of 35. Where is it? Near San Marcos, outside San Marcos?
It's right down there.
Yeah, there was one that way. And I remember there was one on I-40 if you were going west through Oklahoma. And it seemed like they weren't a franchise, were they?
I don't think so. You can't franchise snake farms.
That's where Ray Wiley got the idea, just seeing those signs.
Yeah.
And he wrote this story about the snake farm. It's a great deal.
And the deal with Snake Farm is it was this farm that was run by snakes, so there were snake farmers. She can dance like a little Egypt.
She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm. Such a great song.
It just sounds nasty. Snake farm.
Pretty much is.
Snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm.
It is a reptile house. Advertise that. Do you know anyone from Iowa?
Yes.
Yep.
Speaking of small towns. Well, Waterloo, Iowa is where Mike Ducey is from. That's his hometown. And he's very disappointed
Ducey,
this
Sports
morning
Sports.
Because he's going to be very upset by this. Because the Waterloo City Council has voted unanimously to make public defecation illegal.
Oh, man. That is going to ruin his summer.
How is there a town in 2026 that does not have this law on the books?
It's been overlooked for a long time, and they realized, hey, we need to put this on the books.
The crazy thing is they have an ordinance that already bans public urination, but they didn't have one that banned...
Son of a gun, we have never addressed that.
The worst of all.
Some things just go without saying, don't they? You don't have to write them down as a law. That's just... We all know not to do that.
That's not the way law works.
Yeah, but in this case,
some things just
should
go without saying.
Everybody knows that's wrong.
So did somebody publicly defecate because they knew it was legal?
Yeah,
and that's
Ducey,
why they're...
Ducey was out on a jog and had an emergency. Okay. Safe space. Talk amongst yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is public urination all that bad? I mean,
I've never thought it was.
People act so offended by this. I can't believe he did that over there in the corner in that abandoned field. That is just so... It's like, well... All right.
Yeah.
You know how many animals come through here and we don't arrest them for doing it?
I bet you I publicly urinate more than most.
Okay.
All right, Craig. All right, hey, buddy.
I can't tell you how many times on a bike ride I've really had to go and I'll just find an alley or a bush or something and I will publicly urinate.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet.
So should that be illegal?
No, it shouldn't.
If you're out on a bike ride or you're jogging and you got, I mean,
yeah,
what
no,
are you going to do?
Who cares?
Then again, 10 o'clock at night, guy's 12 beers in. You don't want him just letting it fly
now, the
on
guy
Main
that,
Street either.
The guy that does it on the side of a building on Main Street
right.
And then the sloping sidewalk kind of creates a texoma of urine right there.
You come around the corner from dinner and you're, oh, what's this?
Yeah. Right. You don't want that.
Yes. I mean, I get that. It's got to be, can't we at least say in our public ordinances, you can only public urinate when it's into a grass or soiled area. Let's not do it on concrete.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
George. Well, I mean, even then, you could get around that. Again, that guy's 12 beers in. He's urinating on the grass of the courthouse right in town square, 10 o'clock at night on a Friday. You don't want that.
Yeah, okay, but he may be publicly displaying his junk, and that would be, you know, flashing or something. You've got to do something to obscure the baloney.
Okay.
You know, to show that you're caring about other people.
Is there a carve-out?
You need, like,
for...
a little voting booth for your... junk. They need to have those little setup things where you can put your junk in it and then urinate through something that obscures.
Is there a carve out for kids?
What?
Again, that's not that complicated a question. Kids, when you have those emergencies, like especially with three boys, seemed like we had those emergencies a lot.
You let them break the law?
Yeah, rather than go on the side of the road than.
Inside
the
car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, it was really impressive. I've told that before. One of our kids actually hit the side of the retaining wall of the tollway from the shoulder. He had such a great stream.
Oh, my Lord.
Right out the side of the van.
What was the PSI on that?
I don't know. It was strong. We all laughed, including him.
So, yeah. So, anyway, send your condolences to Ducey today on Twitter. I think it's, what is it?
That's a tough one.
Is it Ducey Fox 4 or Mike Ducey Fox 4?
I think it's Foxy Mike at Fox 4.
No, that's his Grindr.
Mike Ducey
that's
Fox
his Grindr name. What is it?
At Mike Ducey Fox 4.
There you go. Yeah. Send your condolences to him.
Yeah.
Now I bet you I publicly urinate more than most.
That's
way too quick to turn that around.
We heard you, Craig. It's all right.
All right. The end.